on in. Sit right down. Keep your hands up. Keep your chin down. Shut the door. Time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
Hard to believe it's another Wednesday.
It is.
We just jump right into it. It's no hey, hi, how are you, how's things going, none of that. Just
you
right into
start.
It.
This is Knockout Radio.
Oh, okay. Brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
As we do every Wednesday at this time.
Yes, we do. A couple scheduled guests. We just had a scheduling change. Now in the second hour, our good friend Violent Bob Ross will be back on. Yep. Chaz Kelly will be on towards the bottom of the hour. Joe Elmore, who fights BKFC, I don't know what number, in Biloxi in a couple weeks.
Okay. That's to be number
taking
17.
On Leonard Garcia.
BKFC 17.
News just came in this morning. Rush Limbaugh passed away.
DeSantis, our governor, called him the GOAT.
The GOAT of what?
Of conservative media talk shows.
Everybody's a GOAT.
Well, he's a GOAT. According to DeSantis, your boy.
I don't know if he's my boy either.
Was my boy.
I don't know if he. No, your boy's the guy who came in here and then he was found unconscious in Miami. That's your boy.
No, that's Gilliam. I mean, that's not my boy. I didn't even shake his hand.
All right, let's start with, I'm going to piss a lot of people off, but what's new?
Let's get it on.
My thoughts are with Vincent Jackson's family.
Absolutely.
I want everybody.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
I hope I don't offend you either over sitting to my right.
Oh, Ronald. Boy.
I want everybody to wait days, weeks, before making comments that you can't take back.
Okay.
Okay?
Right.
No matter what the reason is, it's awful.
Correct.
Okay? But to say, let's put him in the Ring of Honor, let's retire his number, let's find out some things first.
Sure.
Okay? You know, a lot of rumors, nobody knows anything.
Okay.
Obviously, Vincent was struggling. He'd been missing. They found him, I guess, on Friday and went and talked to him and ruled everything was okay. And then, you know, this tragedy. And no matter what happens, and, you know, I'm very vocal about a few different things.
Correct.
It's still a tragedy.
Absolutely.
Whether it's a tragedy for Vincent, whether it's a tragedy for Vincent's family. And that's really the only ones, you know, fans, whatever. Fans are upset. You know, they're crying. I get that. But my thoughts are with his family. But again, I don't want to say too much until we know what happened.
Sure.
Okay. But I still don't think he deserves to be in the
really,
ring.
I really thought you were going somewhere different with
that. No, well, I mean, I could.
I know.
No, I could. And like I said, I think it's in my best interest to wait until we know what happened.
Sure.
You know, because like I said, once you say things, you can't backtrack.
Correct.
I have strong opinions and beliefs on certain subjects.
Absolutely you do.
But until we know, you know, natural causes... I guess I read something about some alcoholism, you know, obviously some trauma from football. Ryan Leaf has come out and made some comments, you know, and such.
How do you feel about that? I mean, Ryan Leaf went through his addictions. You know, he ended up in jail, I think, for some criminal offenses like stealing,
breaking and entering.
Like breaking and entering. Yeah. You know, like, does the NFL have a responsibility to these people that build their brand and the shield and make it what it is, the multi-billion dollar company that it is?
I guess the easiest way for me to comment is yes and no.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, yes, things should be set up to take care of. Now, I know that, you know, there's some benefits. There's, you know, down the road pensions. There's down, you know, that kind of stuff. But is it any different than employees that work here? You know, employees that work at the radio station, employees, you know, whatever. While you're working there, there are different responsibilities. In my opinion, there are different responsibilities while your employees that are behind the bar right now working, you have different responsibilities today than 2 years from now. if they're no longer working at Torta Pizza, do you feel obligated if they go and do something?
It's true.
It's a simple question. Do you or don't you?
No.
No. You no. barely feel obligated why they work here.
I don't even know who those guys are.
Exactly.
If you asked me their name, I would have to take a guess.
Well, and for people out in the radio land, a lot of times that is a true comment. It may not be today, but typically there are times like, hey, when did you start?
Yeah. I was like, who is that guy's there? I'm like, I don't know.
Just sign the check.
What do you look like?
You know, so you, yes, I think that it should be set up for medical. They pay a lot of money in. You know, and I've always said, though, and this doesn't come into play with Vincent because Vincent made a lot of money, but I've always thought the guys that make a ton of money, get a ton of benefits, get a ton. I think those ton of benefits should go to the guys that didn't make a lot of money.
Sure.
Who won't be able to afford a lot of those things down the road.
Well, the average career is 2.3 years.
Right.
Or 3.3 or something very small.
Right. I remember the day that John McLaughlin, who did the show on Radio Row, I still haven't sent him the
Johnny
radio
Mac,
show again. I sent it. It got lost in the cloud, and I have to resend it. I remember the day that he got the vested. You know, he was so happy, and then I think the next week he was gone. You know, all he had to do was just, you know, get that vested in. But, you know, but it's a shame. But I think there should be some things set up, and that's why all those lawsuits and such, you know, because, yes, I believe that these injuries, a lot of these injuries, are from the playing days.
Sure. And that's the thing. My employees aren't over here bashing their heads.
Well, some are.
Laying their bodies out.
Then let me ask you this question. Why does these things happen to some and not to others?
Based on the position, maybe?
I can tell you wide receivers that have and wide receivers that haven't. I can tell you linebackers that have and linebackers that haven't.
Yeah.
You know? Is that all football related?
I don't think so, because, I mean, the human species is flawed.
Well, that's what
I'm saying. We're all damaged. We're all medicated.
Speak for yourself.
I'm medicated.
Oh.
Because I have issues.
Yeah, we know that.
I have a terrible boss at the radio station. No, I'm just kidding.
Don't we all? Don't we all? I hate the guy I work for.
No, it's yourself. No, but, I mean, I guess without knowing what happened, and I'll say that disclaimer before I make this statement, do you think that the Buccaneers going to the Super Bowl and winning the Super Bowl could have been a catalyst to put Vincent in this situation? Like, that he's an outsider looking in. He wasn't part of this team. He isn't part of the brand that he represented for so long.
It's difficult to comment when we don't really know what happened.
Sure.
But if there were issues, then yeah, I could see that. But how do you hold, and again, we're talking when we shouldn't until we know what's going on.
Right.
How can you hold the NFL or the Tampa Bay Buccaneers responsible? He's no longer a member of the team, and all players struggle.
Of course.
I mean, there's some local guys that are still in town I love to death. And when I say I love some of these guys.
Right.
You know, like family. I know that they struggled.
Sure.
They struggle going from, you know, this big
superstar.
Exactly.
And then the loss of everyday identity. Life. And the loss of identity is probably what causes a lot of these other coping mechanisms.
Mark Royals told me in 2003, after the Bucs won the Super Bowl, that he could not drive up and down Del Mabry with all the banners, the Super Bowl banners, because he was the here. And then he left.
Oh.
And then he came back after. How would you like to be that guy?
Wow.
How would you like to be Dave Moore, who did the same thing? You were here, you left, and then you come back the year or 2 years after. You know, the ultimate.
Sure.
If that is the ultimate. You know, I still argue, you know, as everybody's talking about who do you keep, who do you franchise, who do you pay, you know, stay, take less money, which I've always said. And when when Ryan Bader was on, you know, is it a belt or is it money? I mean, me being me, it's money. I don't care how many championships. I don't, you know, for somebody like Shaq, who now has numerous, I believe it's two rings now, why would he stay if he could get twice as much money elsewhere?
Shaq has four rings, has he?
I'm talking about Shaq Barrett, not
Shaq O'Neal. Barrett. I thought you were talking about Shaquille O'Neal.
I knew you were going that way. I knew you were doing
well,
that.
Well, I only know one Shaq, and I don't know Barrett.
Well, he doesn't know you.
Well, I know the other Shaquille
O'Neal. Wait till I tell the other Shaquille O'Neal, who was kind enough, from what I understand, to stop and let you take a photo.
He did.
And even asked you, did you get it, you didn't.
I didn't, because I had the two worst camera guys in the whole world. I wish I had Ron Ofacket with me, but he was up in the crowd.
Not sure who that is, but okay.
With the best view of the ring, but the two photographer knuckleheads that I had, they both missed, you know, Shaq giving me the fist bump, the pat on the shoulder and like saying goodbye to me when I left.
Whatever, Tool.
I love that guy.
Whatever, Tool.
But they say never meet your idols because you're always disappointed.
Sure. Like,
that's how I felt when I met you, Randy, after all. You know, but Shaq actually lived up to the hype, man. Like, he was such a good.
Okay. So anyway, you know, we don't need to hear stories that you're telling. I don't know how you got on that side, but that's weird. No, and a lot of times people do say that, you know, because when you do meet them and they're not super nice or super, you know, cordial or whatever, you know, it's devastating sometimes.
And let's be honest, Shaq wasn't there for autograph signing. He wasn't there for photos. He wasn't there for interaction with the crowd. He was there because of an investment opportunity, because he has an interest in becoming part of the BKFC. And, you know, he was still cordial to every single person that asked him for a photo or said hello to him. He made an acknowledgement to, and I thought that was awesome. Truly.
I wouldn't know because I didn't speak to him.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I
couldn't get up the ladder to see him eye to eye.
So here's the funny part. So I'm standing there, and I look across, and I see Shaq. And I'm like, oh, there's Shaq. And I'm like, that's crazy. And then I turned around, and this figure overshadowed my whole life. And I looked up, and it was Shaq. And I'm like, oh, who's the guy over there that looks like Shaq? And it was one of his four bodyguards.
The one guy was bigger than Shaq.
Looked like Shaq.
No, that guy was bigger than
Shaq.
He
was huge.
He was sitting. Shaq and a bunch of his guys were inside, you know, the fenced area. And the mountain was behind Shaq. And so I was talking to, you know, some friends. My air conditioning guy happened to be up there. Anthony Pettis was there. Mike Perry was there. We were all out in the back, not the back, but towards the back of the arena.
Right.
So in the arena, but towards the back of it. And I mentioned how Shaq's here, and they're like, where? I said, see that mountain? They go, oh, that's Shaq. I go, no, that mountain is blocking Shaq. Yeah. This guy was bigger than Shaq.
I saw him, and I thought for sure it was Shaq. And then when Shaq walked past me, I'm like, oh, my.
Like, I goodness.
But it's fun. It was great. I mean, and like I said, Shaq is a real deal. I'm a fan. I have to go get a jersey.
Before we move on, and I know we have to hit this break, am I right or am I wrong in the Ring of Honor thing? Because I don't think...
You can't put a tragedy as your motivation for the Ring of Honor.
You can't.
It's got to be based on merit. It's got to be merit on your stats. It's got to be done on your performance. But at the same time, he did go to 3 Pro Bowls.
That's not Ring of Honor-ish.
Was he man of the team or man of the year for like 4 years?
See, again, it's like the Hall of Pretty Good. But Ring of Honor should be your elite of your elite of your elite.
But we don't know what he contributed to Mike Evans' career. Like, he brought Mike in, and like he mentored Mike Evans coming out of Texas A&M. And
That's fantastic.
But, I mean, we don't know his contribution. Like, the Ring of Honor also has to, like, what you've done for the franchise, for the organization, for that particular organization.
For the franchise, not for necessarily
not for the
community. No, not I'm saying
league.
Not for the community.
Right.
This is what you might have possibly have done for the franchise.
Correct.
But still, I think elite of the elite of the elite. And if you would have put Vincent Jackson in the Ring of Honor last year, you know, I still wouldn't have agreed with it. But like you just said, to put him in the Ring of Honor because of this tragedy, even before we know of the tragedy, I think would be wrong and disrespectful to the names that are already up there. With that, let's go hit our first break of the afternoon, coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
Is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Carlton Fisk, talking sports with Randy Harris.
What do you guys listen for? You crazy or goofy or something?
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong. Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Puckett Store Fixtures, located at 2450 Fifth Avenue South in St. Pete, is just amazing. Puckett's has everything and anything you could ever want or need to display that favorite jersey, picture, game shoes, or anything else you'd like to display. If they don't have it, they can and will custom build it, from hooks to mannequins, safes to display cases, and much, much more. Check them out at PuckettStoreFixtures.com or stop in and see them at 2450 Fifth Avenue South in St. Pete.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Ryan Bader here, Bellator heavyweight and light heavyweight champion. You're listening to Knockout Radio with that ugly man over here, Randy.
Board of 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. Let me ask you a legitimate question because I'm lazy and I normally don't do it.
Okay.
Do we need to change liners? Do we need to update liners? Do we need to, you know, as we know, Ryan, you know, lost one of his two belts.
Sure.
There's a new tournament going on that they announced last week. I think they're on Showtime now. Do we need to update them or do we just run with them?
Well, I think you're asking the wrong guy because the commercial that I cut in our break.
I've been telling you to run a new one or go.
Is back when I had two restaurants. I have had two restaurants in November of 2019. So I'm not the best. And if it comes to liners, I still haven't got a Violent Bob Ross liner yet. I almost got kicked out of the 25th anniversary UFC event in Denver because I was trying to obtain it.
Well, that's why you're still on probation.
I hope I get the liner from Violent Bob Ross today when he comes on the show.
Probably not.
I have to get it from him.
No, we don't do that.
I tried to meet up with him when I was in Miami last week.
Yeah, and he wanted no part of you. He wanted to get up to his room and watch some WWE tapes.
We wanted to do the GNAP. No. But we just couldn't meet up.
Okay, let me turn you off. If you're going to start plugging crap that I don't care about.
It's crap that everyone cares about.
Nobody cares about that.
You care.
I don't.
You have to get on it today.
I've been on it. I don't. It's not that, whatever.
You have to be consistent.
No, you don't.
You don't.
You don't.
It gets better as you do it more. What else can you do?
You lost the bet.
What else can you do that gets better as you do more?
A lot of things.
Drinking?
Some of the things I can't say on radio. You've already lost the bet, which technically means I own your house.
That's true.
Your daughters and wife can stay. You need to get out.
Can I give you my pizzeria?
No, I don't want to.
Then you can be the pizza man.
I don't want to be
the pizza man. You get to be me. You have my identity.
There's your identity. You're now gone. So big ups, big congratulations to one of the, I don't know if he's one of the founding members of the Randy regime, but Kamaru Usman looked very good. First tough round. Come on, let's be honest. Burns is damn good. Yeah, he is. And Us did what he needed to do.
Did you like the post-fight hugging and crying? Did you like the passion and the emotion? Friends turned foes?
Well, they really didn't turn foes. They were sparring partners, workout partners, friends, you know, whatever. But, you know, fighting a friend, I'm sure, you know, is tough. But, you know, like he said in the press conference, and I have since spoken to him twice, you know, he was coming for food out of his daughter's mouth. And even though that sounds hoaxy, it's true. Because when you're the champ, you make more money.
Sure.
When you're the champ, you get more endorsements. When you're the champ, things come your way.
Sure.
When you are not the champ, you don't get those things. So no matter what dollar Usman could have lost by losing that belt, he could say that dollar was, you know, set aside for his daughter.
Right. Of course. And it's a motivation he needs. Some people are motivated by different things.
Well, you know, you're all friends. You know, that ridiculous line, brother, and you use it all the time because of Terry Bollea.
The real GOAT. Not Rush Limbaugh, but the real GOAT.
People use brother and, oh, you're family. And, you know, I was tight with guys in the gym, but let's be honest. You know, put my granddaughter, put my son or daughter, and then put all these guys that I'm really tight with, which direction are you going?
Yeah, just common family sense. Always.
So, yeah, it was difficult. I liked how he made the comment about put some blank, blank, blank respect, you know, behind my name.
Right.
And then they asked Dana that, and he goes, I don't know what I've always respected him.
I don't believe that's true.
Well, he won the Ultimate Fighter. How do you not respect the guy?
Yeah.
He's undefeated in the UFC. How do you not respect the guy?
Well, no, I think he's earned his respect now, but I don't think he.
I thought he's earned it before.
He was the champ, I don't think he got that kind of respect.
Well, I still don't think he's getting that respect.
Right.
He's getting the respect from Dana. He's getting the respect, obviously, from the Randy regime and myself. And, you know, we've had him on since he was on The Ultimate Fighter. There's a lot of people that don't like him, but you can dislike someone and still respect them.
Right, of course.
You can not like, so that is us, and still
respect. Yeah, you respect me.
Do I?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Because I'm still around. It's been 4 years.
Well, maybe I just can't find anybody else.
Like,
let's get Grossman to move down here.
Grossman can't do this job.
He can do your job. He can't do the job, maybe. Okay. But he can do your job. You know,
Grossman's too busy shoveling snow up there.
Did you watch the fight Saturday?
I did not. Did not.
Some good fights, good card. Entertaining. Another card this weekend. You know what's the most shocking thing about this weekend's card?
What?
Andre Arlovsky is fighting.
Again?
Still.
And still fighting.
You know, I don't know which still is better. When you say, you know, and they said with Usman and still, where they're saying Andre Arlovsky is still.
Oh, wait. No, I watched the fight. I text you. And you came back with that Aaron Hernandez joke about, like, which Hernandez? I'm like, Anthony Hernandez, who just beat Vieira. Like, dominated Vieira and then choked him out. A 7-time Abu Dhabi winner champion got choked out by an up-and-coming nobody.
Well, first of all, an up-and-coming nobody is very disrespectful.
Unknown. Okay, that's disrespectful.
Yes.
but an up-and-coming...
Oh, my God.
Somebody that nobody knew who it was prior to came out and did the unthinkable.
I think you could even say an unknown.
Unknown.
I mean, that's okay.
For sure.
But unknown. To say an unknown nobody.
Well, I mean,
who's fighting in the UFC?
In the name, as far as like household name, like nobody knows who that is.
That would be unknown, but it's not a nobody. Yeah, it's like I'm scolding you live on the air.
But listen, that's what gets ratings. We gotta have peaks and valleys, right, Ron? We gotta like spike the meter.
I'd love to get a peak at some point with you, but it's always, you know, the valley. So with that, let's go hit a break, and then we're going to head out to Las Vegas as we get ready for another UFC fight night. This one, 185. When we return, we will talk MMA. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
Here come the jesters. 1, 2, 3. It's all part of my fantasy. I love the music and I love to see the crowd dancing in the aisles and singing out loud.
is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, it's Dick Vitale of ESPN and ABC. Hey, let me tell you something. You're talking sports with Randy Harris, baby. You better listen. He's awesome with a capital A.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Jorge Gamebred Masvidal, the baddest motherfucker and the fighter of the year, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
I'm live from Florida Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. I think we ought to do like a Mount Rushmore of liners at some point.
Oh, that'd be a killer.
Might be something to work on. But right now, let's head out to a place I haven't been to in over a year. I need to get back out to Vegas at some point.
Wow. It's been that long.
But right now, let's head out there. He fights this weekend, UFC Fight Night 185, Chaz Kelly. Chaz, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you doing?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. First and foremost, how is everything back in Texas for friends and family?
Oh, well, you know, they're cold.
They're cold.
So, you know, my friends that are living in the Fort Worth area, friends and family living in the Fort Worth area, a lot of them have been without power since, some of them since, like, Saturday or Sunday. So, you know, that's been rough, but a lot of people are kind of banding together, getting people firewood, people that have fireplaces. And I sent out a couple of space heaters via Amazon last week to try and help out wherever I could. So I think everybody will be okay. My immediate family moved out to East Texas, and they haven't had much of a problem out there. So,
well, that's good. I just, you know, I wanted to check. Obviously, you want to, you know, your mind and thoughts on what's going to happen on Saturday night, but it's tough when, you know, friends and family are going through what they're going through in Texas. So I'm glad. I'm happy to hear everything is okay there.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I mean, I think Texas people, for the most part, are resilient. So.
Right. We'll for sure. Now, I believe this will be your first fight since this pandemic, the new world that we're living in, all that kind of stuff. How have you handled that? How have you prepared for that? And did you talk to people that have fought and have gone through this already?
You know, I mean, I have a whole team of people at Sanford MMA that have fought during the pandemic. And to be honest, I really didn't ask any questions. So, I came in here kind of unprepared. But it's just it's just a fight. It's just a fight week. You know, I've been here so many times before, and I wasn't really too concerned. I was more concerned making sure my diet was on point and my weight cut was going to go smooth. And I've worked really hard during the camp, so the rest will take care of itself. I'm not really too concerned about anything else. I'll just let the UFC take care of whatever they got to do with us as far as testing and all that. And just follow the rules.
No, it definitely makes sense. And as I've talked to a lot of fighters over the past year, and I've covered the UFC since UFC 1, I enjoy watching. I mean, I'd much rather be there and covering it, but I'm enjoying watching it without fans. I think it's just it's totally different. You can watch better. You can hear better. You know, you can hear things that you normally wouldn't hear, not only on TV, but there in the arena. Have you found that at all as you're watching fights?
I think it's interesting. I think there are definitely pros and cons to having the fans there. You know, some of these guys are fueled by the energy of the atmosphere, and, you know, fans can really add to that, obviously. And then you have the aspect of being able to hear your opponent's coach, being able to hear the announcer, being able to hear a pin drop, basically, without the fans. And that brings a whole new element. You can really hear the smack of the punches and the kicks. And, yeah, it's definitely different. I think I like it better with fans as far as watching. I just like getting the fans' reactions. I also like when the fans say, can't. I think that's entertaining, so... I actually like it better with the fans as far as from a spectator standpoint. But I can definitely see how you would like it better without the fans, because it's a completely unbiased atmosphere where you're just pretty raw, you know.
Sure. Well, and you lose out on those prop bets of how early do you hear the woo and, you know, the Ric Flair woo or, you know, any Karate Kid comment or anything like that. So, what do you know about your opponent? And I always ask it this way, or does it not even really matter? It's more what you're going to do, not what your opponent has done.
I'm a big fan of watching film and being a sport. You know, I think it's important to watch film of your opponents. I think it's important to know who you're fighting. I know that some people don't like to take that approach. But for me, I find that if there's some little tell I can get, or you know, just kind of seeing what they like to go to, what their go-to things are in certain different situations, I think that's only going to help me to get educated. So, yeah, I do know him. I've actually trained with my opponent before, Jamal Emmert. And I've actually trained with him before. He's a very athletic guy. He's tough. You know, he's good everywhere. He's got good wrestling. He's got good jiu-jitsu. He's got good striking. So it's just a matter of me coming, being smart and fighting smart and staying in the space, you know. I mean,
let's get to know you a little bit, a couple off-the-wall questions that I always like to ask. Dinner for four, and I know fight week you really don't want to talk about food, so maybe you know, we'll say something else other than dinner. But four people are going to come over, living or passed away, real or fictitious, can't be family, can't be anybody from your gym.
Oh, four people. I'd take Tom Petty. Elvis Presley.
Ooh. Okay. I like it so far.
Yeah. I'd like to talk to Mark Fisher. And who would be the sport?
We can leave at three if you want.
Oh, John Wayne. I'll take John Wayne.
Okay, and John Lennon. And we're going to use this as a trivia question throughout the rest of the program, and we'll give away some.
Not John Lennon. John Wayne.
Oh, John Wayne. Okay.
John Wayne, the Duke.
The Duke.
The Duke. As a matter of fact, his grandson is one of my my favorite combat fighters of all time.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know who that is, right? Tommy Morrison?
Oh, I know. Oh, wait, is it who is it?
Tommy Morrison.
Oh, I freaking did know that. That makes me mad, actually.
And I'm, you know, given a lot of garbage that, you know, my favorite movie of all time is Rocky V, which happens to be with Tommy Morrison.
Yep.
It's, yeah, so I'm surprised you didn't include the GOAT, Tom Brady, in your dinner for four. It seems like on Twitter you're a fan of our hometown Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan, Texas Rangers fan, but I respect Tom Brady's abilities. I don't, I've never been a Patriots fan really, but I do think that Tom Brady is, you know, the best quarterback of all time. You know, as far as Dallas Cowboys are concerned, or football players are concerned, I take Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin, Darryl Johnson, you know, I'll take Deion Sanders. I'll take those 90s, early 2000s Dallas Cowboys, Leon Lett, Charles Hale, Darren Woodson, those guys.
I don't know if you know this, Matt, but, you know, Jorge Diaz, my buddy that used to play for the Bucs and now runs Fleming's, he played for the Cowboys for a year as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Matter of fact, he did.
Well, good.
Chaz, what can we expect to see on Saturday?
I mean, I think you expect to see a gritty fight, you know. I think it's two guys that really want to win. You know, I know he's got a desire to win, as do I, so I think we're both going to go out there and lay it all on the line. You know, I don't have a style. I kind of fight to the speed of my opponent a lot. You know, I like to judge my intensity based on their intensity. And he comes out and he's a very intense guy, which plays right into my style. I'm more of a gritty, brawling type with some grappling in there, and I think he's more technical guy, so we'll just see what went out, you know, toughness of the technicality.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Best of luck. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong for coming on and giving us a couple minutes of your time, as well as a pair of earbuds from Jabra. They are advanced active noise cancellations. We'll get them sent to you in the mail by this weekend as well.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. I appreciate that.
We appreciate your time, and put Chaz there on hold to get all of his information. 8 Man Strong will ship it out. Jabra will ship it out. Yep, I'm really liking this new headphone company. It's awesome.
I need a pair.
Well, you're not a guest. You're
but
not,
I'm the talent.
You're far from the talent. I'll tell you what. If you are good until the end of the year, I'll give you
one. How about this? Pretend
one.
That's the,
not a pair.
Pretend
one.
Pretend that's the Lombardi Trophy, and you throw it to me over from your table to my table.
How about the one of the guys, because I'm sure more than one guy was involved in carving and sculpturing. I mean, she's throwing a temper tantrum.
Have you seen that?
Oh, my God. She hasn't slept in days.
She's that's terrible for her. I don't know what to say. I can't say what I want to say because of FCC. But listen,
that's the world we live in now.
Okay, so the Lombardi Trophy, one of them in the New England has a dent from when Gronk used it as a bunting device, right? How come this lady didn't go bananas back then?
Could you imagine if her or her dad or somebody's name that she can spell was the one who sculptured Lord Stanley's cup?
And it was wrong?
No, I'm just saying, do you know what's done with that cup?
Yeah.
No, you don't. That's what's sad.
No, I'm sure. I'm sure it's been some crazy places.
Some bad stuff.
It's probably seen crazier stuff than Steve Lenay.
No, I don't know. Steve's been with Ozzy, so I don't know. All right, let's go hit another break. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Larry Boeft, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, Blackstone Millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Larry the Cable Guy from the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
And 4th Street in St. Pete, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. Typically, I wouldn't say anything about Staff Zone, but it's all over the news.
Got to say it.
So we won't talk much about it.
Not much.
Don't say anything.
I won't say a word.
But there was a little incident at one of the branches in Orlando.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say. Google it. Google what happened.
What's the old saying?
Nope, don't say it.
All right.
Don't say it.
Well, Google Staff Zone Orlando.
Right. You know, and if somebody Googles it, and they see and they want to say that, that's one thing.
It's on the World Wide Web.
Right.
Got nothing to do with us.
Well, I don't know what's on the World Wide Web and what's not.
I just found a news story. What? Like, you know, the economy's bad. People are desperate.
Yeah.
People are doing things that they might not do
stupid
normally. What would you do if you broke into a car, you start taking and looting the stuff that does not belong to you, Then you start realizing that it belongs to a UFC fighter.
Well, how would you know that?
Well, all the bags say UFC on it. Well, the sock hat he's wearing says UFC.
All right, hold on a second. Just because there's UFC swag in a vehicle doesn't mean that you're a UFC fighter.
Randy, only UFC fighters wear UFC stuff. Everyone knows this. The guy at the 7-Eleven that wears the UFC tap-out shirt, obviously he's a pro fighter.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
And the guy at the KFC that says UFC and looks like he eats KFC, he obviously is a pro fighter.
That's what I'm saying. You don't know. So I understand what you're saying. I understand where you're going. But just because you see a UFC bag, I have a UFC bag. I don't use it, but I have it. It was given to me by one of the UFC fighters who said, I ain't carrying this crap because they have a thousand of them. They get a new everything every time they go and fight.
So Clay Guida has extra UFC bags that were stolen from his truck today?
Well, I don't know if he has extra ones that were stolen because we don't know what was stolen. But so
did you steal? Is yours from his car?
No.
Clay, call me.
What part of it was given to me by someone?
Who? Name drop it.
I'm not dropping names.
Somebody I know? A household name, an up and coming guy, or like a real.
Oh, or you want me to say, or a nobody? Is that what you want to say?
Yeah, was it a nobody that gave you the bag?
He's one of he's very well known. Anybody who knows anything about MMA or the UFC would know who this person is.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, I didn't realize that.
You normally don't.
Anthony, what's his name? Gonzalez.
I don't know.
Whoever the guy was that beat the Anthony. You said his name. Aaron Hernandez, Anthony Hernandez. So there's just too close to names. Like Anthony Smith, I always forget his name too.
It's Anthony Smith.
But I know, but I always forget it. They need a nickname. And his nickname is Fluffy.
Get back to the Guida story, please.
No, but Clay Guida is in Sacramento. He went for a run. He has his UFC sweat hat on, his sock hat and his headphones. He's getting ready to go back to the truck to go fishing. And realized somebody smashed his windows and stole a bunch of his gear, a bunch of his clothes. But he's happy because they left the fishing gear, so they didn't take his fishing stuff.
Well, I'm glad that he's happy because I wouldn't want to see Clay mad because you wouldn't like him when he's mad.
What would you do if you were breaking in a truck and Clay Guida was the guy you're stealing from and he saw you?
You know, we could probably play a fun game, and I'm sure no matter who, it would be wrong. Like, you break into a MMA fighter. It doesn't even have to be a UFC fighter. You break into an MMA fighter's car, you've got problems.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
But there's got to be some that would be worse than others.
Of course.
You know, like, I wouldn't want to break in and get caught of being in Clay Guida's truck.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to be caught by Nate Diaz.
Either one of those.
Either one of those guys. Because they just come from the street. Actually, they're in Sacramento. Maybe they can team up. Go find out who stole it. That would be a great. Could you imagine? Instead of calling the police, you call the Diaz brothers, and they go with Max Payne Griffin, like the all of them, and then Anthony Hernandez could go because he's part of Max Payne Griffin's fight team.
But right, but I'm saying so there are certain people, you know, that would be scarier to get upset.
Which would be more scary? You open the door and it's like five police officers ready to take a report and take you to jail for breaking in and stealing stuff from Clay Guida's car. Or you open the door and it's Clay Guida with the Diaz brothers.
How about if it was Marcus Davis?
Marcus Davis,
the Irish hand grenade, the guy who's been on and he's told us some stories that are not good.
Isn't that the one you sent Eric to? You told him that his like training was like,
he said that. I didn't.
A real training or something?
I sent Eric in Denver to a gym in, I think it was in North Carolina. He was there for training.
Right.
Eric trains all the time when he's on the road. He brings his gi and all that crap. So I sent him to a gym and I said to ask for, and I forget the name. I made it up. Clarabelle. I don't know. I made up some name. He said that he walked into the gym, looked around. It looked like older women doing boxer size and left.
Oh.
He never asked for the person I asked for. I said, go back the next day. He went back, and then Marcus Davis beat the crap out of him.
Because you told Marcus,
he
said your place was a jazzercise studio.
Yeah.
And then the Irish hand grenade just put it on him.
Marcus Davis has told some incredible stories. But it's really like anybody who fights for a living, I wouldn't want to cross.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it does. What level of getting your ass kicked doesn't matter?
Right.
You know, the guy who beats you up badly or John Jones who almost kills you. What's the difference? right?
Yeah.
So anybody who is paid is a professional fighter. Let's take it one step further. I bet you a lot of pro wrestlers are just as scary as MMA fighters.
Oh, sure. You be know, that big and athletic. And
people like, always say, and I always say, and I'm going to say it, you know, again when we do our next interview with Luis Pena, you know, about scripted and scripted and scripted. I'll tell you, some of these scripted guys could snap you in half as well.
Oh, I took pizzas to Deimos last night. He's re-entering the wrestling world after a long layoff from breaking his neck. He had neck surgery. Obviously, he's the fiance of...
Does he get to say what Kurt Angle always says? He wrestled with a broken freaking neck.
I don't know if he got, didn't he win the
gold medal,
medal,
yeah,
with the broken neck?
Freaking neck. No, it's a broken freaking neck. That's what he neck. Always says. How do you not like Kurt Angle? And that whole, not to change gears, yeah, but you know when they tried to push him, when the WWF at the time tried to push Kurt Angle because he just won the gold medal, and that's where the "you suck" thing came. And then here he is, an Olympic hero, an yeah, American hero,
sure,
and they're chanting "you suck," right, you know, to his music, and it stayed with him his entire career.
Sure.
And you know, he embellished it, he liked it, because a lot of times, and you know, they want to be heels. You know, have you ever asked Terry that? Did he like being the heel?
I never asked him, but I'm sure he loved it.
Well,
it gives him a break. It gives him a chance to like change characters.
But it's not so much a break. It's Hulk Hogan is so iconic. You know, it's just not another wrestler. It's an iconic. The whole thing was eat your vitamins, say your prayers, blah, 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 blah. And then to turn to go to the NWO when he did with WCW, I would just be curious. I know that he had to be involved in that, but is it something that he welcomed?
Oh, I'll find out. I'll ask him.
I would be curious.
I'll find out. Who is a better Olympic wrestler, Henry Cejudo or Kurt Angle?
I'm going to say Kurt Angle because he won a gold medal with a broken freaking neck.
That's pretty good.
I'm just saying, you got to say him.
Can't.
How about Mark Coleman?
Yeah.
You know, how about, I don't know if he
was Mark Coleman was somebody I would not want to break into a car. And Mark Coleman's a guy who actually.
Back then.
Or now, ever.
No, I think now you'd be okay because he couldn't catch you.
Mark Coleman might kill you while he's dead. He might.
Well, he could.
He could come back.
Wish death upon you, and then all of a sudden you're...
That's a scary dude.
I've never known a scarier guy. And I'm talking about Mark Coleman. And he's still scary now, and he's a great guy. I mean, he's a teddy bear, and I'm sure he's not going to be happy I say that. But, you know, back at UFC 11, the first UFC that I covered, people were scared to fight him.
Yeah. I mean, think about that.
And that's alleged, just in case lawyers are listening.
Right.
But mysteriously, people were hurt. This was tournament style, and all of a sudden you just won, but now you're hurt because your next opponent is Mark Coleman.
Right.
So do you win or do you lose by winning?
Yeah, you win by staying alive.
Well, no, you win by losing because then you don't have to fight Mark Coleman.
Right.
Was not pretty.
I would not want to break into his car.
But like I said, I wouldn't want to break into anybody's car. I wouldn't want to break into the car of the employee up there in Orlando either. But that's another story.
Yeah. Speaking of cars, we had a NASCAR race this weekend.
See, I don't know.
There was like 45 wrecks.
5 hour delay from between the wreck and weather.
And did you see one of the drivers went to the McDonald's drive-thru in the car?
Yeah, Sean told me. It was such a delay. He got into his personal car. He drove under the track, you know, in that opening. And he went and got food and then came back. That's awesome.
Oh, I saw the photo. I thought it was inside the race car.
No, he didn't go in the race car.
Oh, that's what makes it epic.
No.
That's a terrible story then.
No, it's just...
Anybody can wear a NASCAR suit and drive around. I could do that.
The car can't leave the track. They line them up on the thing and cover them.
If you took the NASCAR out the track and went to the drive-thru and picked up some Happy Meals, that's what legends are made of.
Well, that's when the little kid goes, "Hey, Hamlin, I like your PJs."
You see the Domino's? He's like, "PJs?"
Yeah.
That's a great commercial.
It really is funny because they do look like PJs.
It's awesome.
You know, but no, I didn't know much about the race, but a wreck, you know, on the last lap enabled a guy that was just hanging around.
To never won.
Well, that's what it is, though.
Right. It's just luck of the draw.
I guess last place is better than second.
Now, does he always claim Daytona 500 champion?
Absolutely.
Forever.
Forever. Isn't he?
Even like, yeah, I guess.
Nothing changes.
Yeah, but
and then they did the big thing before the race. I did see this, the 30 for 30 of Dale Earnhardt, and a lot of that, which was quite interesting as well. All right, 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. Who knows where we'll go or where we'll be or where we'll head.
McDonald's.
We will attempt
get the NASCAR ready.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Vinny LeCavalier, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.